sounds like a kill. That was more like my Friday. Rainy, you know, Friday evening, afternoon, whatever. And then finally, things got better. Matter of fact, what we wound up doing was, because it was such a shenanigan day, wife said, let's go to services. I haven't been to services since my mother passed. And I went, sure, why not? So by the time services were over, the sun was breaking through the clouds, and we had a little rainbow in the back of the temple parking lot, which I subsequently took a picture of. Then we went home, charged some animal flesh on the barbecue. Everything was good.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I kicked back, I relaxed, I caught up on some work. Now I don't have to go crazy all the... I talked to a three-laner. I didn't even see him.
Told you, he was tucked in there. I just, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something, and then I, you know, turned my head as I drove past. I'm like, holy moly. It was a blue trooper car just hanging out there, so you probably didn't even catch him.
No, I was in the right lane, and I really wasn't looking, and I just realized, hey, I passed him already.
He should have been in the middle of the left. You would have got a good look at him and saw if his head was nodding or whatnot.
Yeah. So my son had an interesting situation occur. Got a phone call from one of the higher-ups in the EMS. Said, no, you're still in the academy, but we trust you. We need you to do a shift this weekend. So he did 6B to 6A, going, I don't know if it was Arnold or going into the 4th, starting the 4th of July, 6 p.m. So he had holiday, night shift, and overtime, entire 12-hour shift.
Sweet. Good for him.
And you spell ka-ching?
Do it every time I go out on an emergency.
Ka-ching! Now if he just, that would have been beautiful if he already had been upgraded to medic.
Soon enough, if they already have him in their sights for doing this kind of stuff, soon enough, they'll definitely be keeping an eye on him. Oh, my new headlights should be in today, hopefully, when I was upstate. Not this past weekend, obviously, but the weekend before with my daughter for her student orientation. I lost one of the ballasts for my HID headlights. So I ordered up some new ones, and I kicked it up a notch, went to 55 watts instead of the 35s that I had.
Okay, so you've been running with one black eye in the meantime?
I've been driving at night, so it's no big deal. But gotta go drop my daughter off at camp on Sunday. So might be getting an early start. Might need both eyeballs. So I figured it'd be a good idea to replace it. Get a little research, and hopefully this brand of ballast won't be as prone to failure as the ones I was using, which were from a company called Zentec.
I don't know. I'm sure I got ballast in mine because I've seen condensed bulbs, but I didn't know where they are.
They're probably mounted somewhere near the lights, and they're little boxes, little rectangular, you know, boxes. Trace the headlight wire back, you'll probably see the box.
Yeah, because all the headlights nowadays are at least quartz halogen, so that you need a ballast for that.
Oh, you don't use a ballast for quartz halogen. That's an incandescent bulb. That's a filament bulb. You use a ballast for a high-intensity discharge xenon bulb. No filament. Gas discharge.
Quartz halogen filaments?
Yes, quartz halogens have filaments. Xenons do not.
That case ain't got no ballast.
There you have it. There you have it. They're nice and bright, though, but there are no HIDs.
Question is, if you're going to go high speed at night, you want to throw that light out as far as you can, but is it really necessary under normal conditions to throw the light out further than what comes with the quartz halogen?
And your PPM mobile. It's also a question of lumens. You're not going to throw the beam out any further than the headlight assembly focuses the beam. What you are going to do is you're going to increase the lumen output so that you can light up that area with a brighter light.
This is true, but again, the closer you are, the brighter, the more light is thrown out on it, extra distance illumination. I know it can't hurt.
Really can't hurt, and with all the traveling I'm going to be doing back and forth upstate at night, definitely want to be able to see everything coming at me.
Especially those four-legged critters that sometimes meander onto the road.
Thanks for reminding me. I've got a one of those little deer whistles. I need to find a spot to place on the vehicle also.
Was it the movement of the car creates a whistling sound?
It's actually a little whistle. It's actually two separate frequencies that oscillate, and you mount it on your vehicle, and as you're traveling, I think over 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour, the air rushing through the whistle produces a noise that's supposed to scare the deer away. Whether it works or it doesn't work, people have been using them for years. You hear all different stories of it works for me, it doesn't work for me, but again, you and a, you know, 800-pound animal, if there's even a chance that it works, yeah, get it, put it on my car.
Yeah, if you can put it in a nice, discreet area, it wouldn't hurt to have it, as long as the sound is not so loud that it comes into the dash of the compartment and is annoying to the human behind the wheel.
Goes on with double face tape, so I don't like the way I can always find another spot for it. It's just got to have, you know, relatively clean airflow. So I may invert it and put it under the front spoiler so that you don't really see it, and any noise that it makes will be, you know, coming from under the front of the car. So that'll also help to bounce off the pavement a little bit and make it a little more more play. But then again, you know, hey, see how it goes. I have one of the guys I work with who lives up there. He was driving along in his Mustang and wound up hitting a bison and totaled the car out hitting a bison. So we started calling him Buffalo Bob.
Still have bison in New York State?
Well, it was a farm-raised bison, and apparently the story was that Bobby was, you know, tooling along on one of those small little twisty, windy roads, and the farmer was bringing the bison back over to, I guess, the pasture or whatever, and instead of using its tunnel that goes under the road, he was walking them across the road. And here comes Bobby at 60 miles an hour or whatever, zipping down the street, and there's nowhere to go.
Why did the bison cross the road?
the farmer was too lazy to use his tunnel. Not to get to the other side? To the greener grass on the other side.
Let me see. So, were there bike stakes all over the place after that, or did the car take the damage and the animal just get stunned?
No, he was a fatal blow for the bison, and the car got really mangled up. Thankfully, no one other than the bison got hurt.
So, did the farmer now sue Buffalo Bob for the value of the bison? Jump in here anytime you want.
KB2AM, you went. I mean, if it was a full-size bison, I don't know what kind of... Oh, you did say it was a Mustang. Pretty large animal. I don't know how full-grown it was, but I doubt that it got diced into steaks. Pretty large roadkill also. Where was this? What part of New York, Rich?
Near Upper Lake, where, you know, where my daughter's going to school. I gotta ask Bobby exactly where this farm is, so I can program it into my GPS as a possible obstruction. But, and it was a 2013 Mustang. It got mangled, and the animal got killed, but like you said, didn't explode into steaks or anything. They didn't have a big old barbecue. And I just believe that the farmer attempted, you know, that whole thing to put in an insurance claim and all this other nonsense. And I think what the final disposition was that the farmer was negligent because he failed to use the tunnel that he himself had built to be able to cross the animals, you know, cross the road with the animals without impeding traffic flow. And because he chose to direct the animals across the road instead of through the tunnel, he was negligent and everything was his fault. And I believe somehow or another the farmer's insurance wound up paying for everything. Bump, 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 bump.
Well, so it's going to have to be at least contributory negligence, not 100%.
Well, there's traffic from here on the LIE. Playing the Gaga, I don't know. What's Crazy Nick's there, Skeevy?
What?
Was Greasy Nick's?
Greasy Nick's? It was okay. Alright, that's over in St. James's.
I know where it is.
Oh, okay. I was gonna stop at the shack, but they had a large crowd over there. Well, I figured they had a large crowd over there, so I decided to go to this place on the way in. It was okay. Nice day yesterday. And a decent weekend for one and all. Was it decent for you, Garrish?
Yes, it was decent for me. I enjoyed myself. Had a friend's house yesterday afternoon. Had a day to my help. Nice Wendy. LA with one of her girlfriends. Actually, what I wanted to do without him.
I hate when he lies.
Yeah, he was talking about a box of tissues and some hand lotion and the computer.
Harry, it's so easy to tell when you're not telling the truth.
If you say so, that hand lotion and tissue stallion.
Practice makes perfect, kid.
Wasn't that part that I meant, Gary? You started off by saying you went over to a friend's house. I mean, come on. Come on, really.
Call for a friend, remember that? We go call for Johnny. What's with the bid strip?
But I didn't, did take the bed out east. And went okay. I'm gonna need a new radiator for that car, but it's good.
that question, Gary?
I said, what's with the bid strip? Did you actually see Framer's late room?
Before, I just saw a car shipping that picked up manipulated.
He must be on the lower level because I couldn't make it. Heads or tails of what he said.
I've seen it come up at another time, so that was, I guess, fairly accurate.
Said that I had the mic in my lap because I had a highway car behind me. I said I just was perusing through cartoons and I saw one that lent itself to being manipulated. I had already seen the playroom downstairs at Gregular's house.
Would you two like to drop the mic all the way down when there's someone around?
Well, he had been riding alongside of me for a while. And I took the Gaga, he was even with me when I went onto the Gaga, and he was even with me when I came off the Gaga, so it's your choice.
Okay, so in other words, no advantage went over.
Anyway, so it's a little messy on the Wawa yesterday?
It wasn't messy, it was choppy. There was, you know, there was a good amount of chop all inside the bay. And if I was, you know, even if I was going slow and trying to keep the nose up, it, you know, it hit the waves and the wind and you get the spray and, you know, maybe you catch a wake of another boat and then all of a sudden you get a big wall of water would come up and you'd get drenched. And if you were, you know, tooling around at speed, getting bounced around all over the place. So after getting totally drenched and banged around for a little while, we said, let's go dry off.
Yeah, that's what I meant by messy.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I guess that's the nature of a shakedown cruise, right?
I guess so. All right, so you got out there with a many, many a boat.
Whole lot, because there were a lot of people that were like all you know, defunct from the chop and the mess and whatnot. The hardcore fishing were out there, the jet skiers were out there because they didn't care, you know, that kind of stuff was going on.
I generally don't go on holiday weekends.
The launching ramp was free and clear. I didn't have to wait. Didn't have to wait to come out, didn't have to wait to go in. It was, you know, it was good. So actually the fact that the weather was a little windy and breezy probably made it a little easier to get in and out.
Gary, did you take your boat out this weekend?
I decided to leave it up on the trailer.
Well, the water's supposed to be up in the late afternoon, evening by me this week, so maybe I'll try and sneak out for a couple hours and put mine through the paces.
Well, the afternoons are good if you ever want to come down south, because afternoons, generally, weekday afternoons, nobody's bothering looking at anything. Just roll right in, launch out to a park and do what you got to do.
Yeah, like I said, let me give it a run up here first. Been a little missed. This white monster is distracting all my time from me.
That's the way it is with new children, you know? Now you have to split your time. Well, Saturday and on Sunday, I mean, I had the boat sitting out in the street, running on the muffs for half hour, 45 minutes, just sitting there, tootling along, so I was relatively sure I wasn't going to have any problems.
Hey, when you guys run those marine engines, not use the water, use the water as a coolant. You guys hook a hose up to it, what would you?
Huh?
Huh? Yes, we do. For the outboard motors, there's a thing that looks like a funny pair of headphones. And it flips over the bottom of the outboard engine where the water intake is for the water pump. And it seals it off, and it's got a hose fitting on one side. So it literally injects water into the water pump so that you could sit there and run it on fresh water, which is what you want to do every time you come back from running it outside on the salt water anyway. Unless it's a lake boat and it's running in fresh water. So you always want to flush the salt water out of it.
I guess there's an appropriate fitting like that on an inboard engine also.
Depending upon the cooling system of an inboard engine, if it's fresh water cooled, you don't need to do anything on an inboard. On an inboard outboard, also if it's fresh water cooled and has antifreeze and a heat exchanger and stuff like that, again, you don't need to do anything except possibly once you get it back, if it's on a trailer and you bring it back. But inboards, generally, you don't do anything. Because they're all fresh water cooled, there's no salt water running through the engine.
Gary, that's what they have, I own with heat exchanger and its own separate cooling system. The only problem is that it's hard for me to reach operating temperature, as they indicated before, because the water is so cold from the hose.
Subterranean, but it would be there about now.
No, I haven't gone submariner yet. I just didn't have anything to say.
So these questions, we gave you answers, and you didn't acknowledge any answers we gave you.
Then you want to know if you have no friends.
No, honestly, I didn't catch Steve's last answer because it was chopping up.
You said it, and then you want to know why you don't have any friends.
Well, with friends like you, and then...
No, but to a friend outside me, come on. If you just sound like... You think we just flew up the banana boat?
I didn't know you liked bananas, Steve.
Caribbean blues.
All right, now it's time for me to go submariner, so I'll speak to you guys later in the week. And is anything clear?
All right, I'm looking for my parking spot, so I'll also chit-chat with you a little bit later on. And two, CPN Mobile.
Somebody loves the thing. Maybe come here, you and steal it. Wah, oh, wah. Just going by the golf course, if anyone's interested. Cloudy down here.
Morning, Steve.
I thought that was you. I might have to talk with you about something, but I'll talk to you offline. I take it you're in the AMA directory?
Well, you know, not sure about that one in particular, but I'm in many. Anyway, the call sign and ARRL will get you there.
All right, and then I'll try and get a number out of you. I thought I had your number, but I don't see it in my phone anymore. You have friends, though. You're not a dentist.
All right, check me that way.
Oh, I understand. I just said, I know you came in late to the queue, so, but Gary claims that he went over to a friend's house, which we find hard to believe.
I understand. But it's possible, as remote as it might be.
I'll tell you, Steve, picking up with some other person, it's like another dentist or periodontist. That's it. They don't have friends either.
Yeah, I guess it's a tough job, but someone has to do it. Anyway, I hope all is okay.
Yeah, hanging in there. Hanging in there. It was a restful 3 days off away from that place, but I'm sure the stuff is going to be hitting the fan here shortly. A lot of teeth chattering on Tiptoe Alley, which is at the admin hallway. But not for me. I'm busy, busy, busy. Keeping my notes to the grindstone.
Well, flying below the radar is always a good thing. And being busy, even better.
How's my gift?
Oh, I'd say more than usual. You know, pretty busy. Lots of things to do. Never boring. Overall happy.
Did your kids disappear on you yet, like mine did? No reason to talk about the kids all the time. No reason to talk anymore. It's like I don't exist. So, the date's been on you.
Mostly because I'm out of college now and doing the thing. So, I guess we're mixing an empty nester with the dog.
Yeah, but I think my dog misses just the one. That might be still around. But my son is down south and he can come back. He's having too much fun down there. Now that the semester's over, he's doing 3 days in Jacksonville. And just the other two at some other sanctuary down there. But he's a happy camper. He's living the dream.
Very good. My older one's up in San Francisco area. The little one's about to head off to study in Italy for a year.
Tough life, but he's just, I'm telling you, tough life.
Yeah, it's a good life.
I agree, more power to him, but, you know, I was lucky to make it to Syracuse. That's about as far I got out of town. I guess that's the way it is these days. Anyway, I'm also coming in for a landing here, and it wasn't too good. I guess a lot of people also sleep around. Anybody works around here anymore.
Oh, come on, no one does that. I was going to ask if you've heard from Howard at all recently.
You know, it's funny you say that. I saw him on the road about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we just kind of waved to each other. I left him in the dust. I was in the bed. But I did see his eminence. You know, usually when I see him in person, I have to kiss his ring. So a little, you know, relieved about that in that regard, that I didn't have to get any chaplets from the caustic ring cleaner that he uses.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you did it in style, right?
Yep.
Okay, we're just dropping into Manhattan now, so not sure who's going to sign first.
I think I am, mister. Have a good one. I'm going to take the pursuit, I'll drop you a line. Yes, and you in channel.
Okay, Mr. X Beam, have a good day. 73, KC2, KKX clear. KC2, KKX.
Purple Zombie, K6, DPZ, Mobile, Richmond Hill. Anybody around?
KKX, good morning, Cal.
Good morning. Just pulling out here. Catch a few things, throw some mail in the box, and try and grab something for breakfast. K2, KKX, K6, Dirty Purple Zombies.
Had a question for you of the technical sort, I suppose. I know some transceivers you can make a modification and make them able to transmit on, I guess, a military frequency for Mars operation. Can you do the same on a HF transceiver to do the marine single sideband frequencies as well?
Yeah, well, you uncap certain radios, of course, because once you uncap it, let's say it will cover from 1.5 to 30 continuous, and your marine's mainly upper sideband. Yeah, you may not have the digital capabilities unless you have the digital encoding equipment for marine, but this radio will work on marine frequencies, be it simplex or duplex.
Interesting. I'm about to go under Grace Mansion, but any particular transceivers lend themselves to that easier than others?
No. Older transceivers that could be uncapped for that. And newer ones. Any of them that, oh God, there's a whole listing of transceivers. If you want to know, you can see which sets could be modified to work Mars on a band. And chances are they will cover 1.5 to 30 megahertz. If you want something small, I'd say ICOM 706, 7000. If you want an old time sake, TS-430, TS-440. You know, there's a lot of them. Anything that's general coverage generally has a capability of being uncapped to transmit. The only thing they're doing is inhibiting the transmit. But the general coverage receives, the phase lock loop will also lock in the transmit. Okay, that's, I got a link to that.
Tunnel.
Okay, I got it. You didn't get what I told you, right?
I don't know if I'm getting out, but I can't hear.
Station 2-3-4-X, station CPG. Get what I told you.
Did you hear that? In the instance, yes, I think I said most radios can be modified.
Yeah, generally, if the receiver, if the transceiver has a general coverage capability receiver, 9 times out of 10, you could knock off the inhibit, and it could be modified. And remember, though, it's not type accepted for a military viewers.
I guess what I'm asking is, for example, I use a Kenwood 590S, whether or not it's designed for that modification.
Yeah, when you go online, this thing is called Rig Mods. I forgot what they call the site. And they have all these different modifications for different model radios. See if it's on their list.
All right, Ross. I'll look into that. I'm curious. Would like to connect with some of my neighbors, buddies, who are sailing in various locations, so I know they have the marine single sideband on their boats, but not amateur radio necessarily.
You have to have maritime license and call letters to go on those frequencies, or you get nailed to the wall.
Yes, I understand you need the marine operators. License, I think it has a special name, and I think if you have the station in the boat, there's an extra fee, although I don't know if it's a fixed land station, if that fee applies or not.
You check into the rules of the whole thing. I know somebody many years ago had a piece of equipment they used for maritime. They got call numbers, and their ID was Little Pinky.
Very good. Anyway, I hope you had a good holiday weekend, and did you get any fly time?
I got down on the field. I didn't get a chance to get up. I took the plane and had to take care of some stuff with it, taxied it around, charged up the battery. My instructor I got has a scheduling, so I have to blend into his. But hopefully this week I'll have a little time at the end of the week. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting to mention about this Marine. You take an Icon 706, Mark II, Mark IIG, those could be uncapped. And even uncapped, the aviation frequencies. And it's very strange because it will say inhibit, but if you're close enough at the field, you can get on like ground control, and ground control.
Heard most of that, but missed the last set.
Yeah, ICOM 706 transceiver, the series. If you go to listen on the aviation frequencies, it will transmit, even as though it says inhibit, and close enough to the tower, ground control will hear you.
Well, that's interesting to know, because you can't get those radios, well, not new anyway, but that makes it pretty easy for it to be on board again as well.
Yeah, but you see, a lot of these sets, you know, as I mentioned, if they have the capability to receive, they do have the capability to transmit. The only thing they're interjecting is an inhibit circuit, so it will not go into high power transmit when you see the mic.
Got it. Understood. Anyway, I'm approaching my touchdown here in a minute, so I'll wish you a good day. And thanks for the information, and I'll have to research it on the internet. 73L, KC2, KKX, clear with the dark purple zombie.
Okay, KC2, KKX, K6, DVZ, clear, it's present. Delta Papa Zulu Water.
At least it's a plan anyway. I trust you had a good weekend. Did you happen to get up with the bird?
I got to the bird. I couldn't get up, but I got taxied around the airfield. I didn't want the tires to be square. Yeah, I have an instructor that has a pretty rough schedule, and he sometimes gets an emergency call to do some plumbing for corporate. So we make a plan, and then corporate goes in and sticks their nose in it.
Yes, corporate always takes precedence on stuff like that.
Yeah, but he's a very good instructor, so I figure I have to play his game. But it was a nice weekend. Me and the XYL did a few things, and I went out to look at the house I'm buying. Everything goes well on Oceanside. Trying to figure out if we're going to have any problems putting antennas up there.
On envy, you're moving all that stuff. You in contract yet, or you're still in that process?
Today is the day I'm seeing the escort.
I hope things go well for you then. But, yeah, just thinking, I guess you'd move the tower or put a new tower in.
Well, I'm going to find out. You know, I'm not moving the whole operation. I'm just moving the lab. The whole operation's going to be where it's at. I got to check with the town and see what things are needed as far as permits and so on. And then I'll see if I'll put a high top or maybe just a 15-footer on top of the structure. I'm not sure. You know, I'd love to put a 60-footer up, you know, with a good-sized beam. But my biggest problem is, even with my setup I have now with the beam, I don't get on that much.
And it's understandable. I'm still looking, well, maybe when I retire, you know, to put up that 40-foot tower and put up that Mosley that I got in the garage. I would like to put the Mosley together just to see that it all fits and that I got all the parts for it. I think I do, but I've never put it together.
Well, if you have the book, chances are the book shows the parts list. And just go through the parts inventory, make sure you have all the clamps and the screws and the brackets and the whole nine yards.
I did that. In fact, I was missing the main bracket, but unfortunately I went back to my friend's house and actually did find it in the garage, so I think I counted everything out. It's a strange antenna, Chris. You know, it's the Classic 33. And at first when I looked at it, you know, it's like the coax that goes through the tubing, which was cut. I didn't realize that. No, it's not cut. That's just the way it is. K6DPZ, WB2CNF.
WB2CNF, K6DPZ. That's a nice antenna. I run a TH-K3, which I have here. As a matter of fact, I even had another one my dad was to have in California. And when he passed away, I took down all the antenna system he had and everything. And we were in the process of letting the property go there. And somebody came in and took the whole antenna. I think they put it out for a garden. They didn't realize it was a whole antenna. Everything was put together, you know, tied together as aluminum pieces, tubes and everything else, you know. And when I went back to L.A. to be able to haul some of the stuff back, that was gone. And that's a beautiful antenna. I have one at my own station, the high gain.
Kind of like that antenna. This one was my friend's who passed away. Parking lot, trees out. Maybe I'll catch you on later on. K60PZ, WB2CMF. I'll be clear.
Got you now. The guy is pegging my thing here in Richmond Hill. See me now?
No. Anyway, 73 South.
Catch you later. Have a good day. Don't work too hard. K60PZ. Go ahead, turn around. It's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you.